from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Secretary of State weighs in on Trump's new Afghanistan plan. Following an announcement by President Donald Trump declaring the United States' commitment to Afghanistan, Secretary of Defense James Mattis said Tuesday he has not yet made a decision on how many troops to send to the South Asian country. Speaking from Baghdad, Mattis said he's consulting with Joseph Dunford, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and will make the decision based on his plan. In the meantime, the U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson weighed in on the new plan.
I think the president did a fairly thorough job in terms of describing the new military approach. And I think the important point in that is a conditions-based approach as opposed to a time-based approach that had specified troop ceiling levels and timetables. And I think the president's been quite clear that what will be different this time is he has empowered our military commanders on the ground to make more timely decisions.
The president has approved up to 4,000 more U.S. troops in Afghanistan, according to sources, speaking on the condition that they not be named. The Secretary of Defense James Mattis said on an unannounced visit to Iraq Tuesday that significant progress has been made in ousting Islamic State from the country.
We in this coalition will remain steadfast with our Iraqi allies all the way through the defeat of ISIS. It's not over yet. There's hard fighting ahead.
Before flying to Baghdad, where Mattis discussed security cooperation with Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi, Mattis predicted IS's days are numbered, while cautioning that the defeat of the militant group is not imminent. It won't happen overnight. The U.S. State Department presidential envoy Brett McGurk, who accompanied Mattis to Iraq, reiterated that ISIS has not reclaimed any ground, allowing 2 million Iraqis to return to their homes in liberated areas. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump holds a campaign-style rally Tuesday in Phoenix, Arizona, at a time when he remains under fire for his controversial comments last week about a white nationalist rally that turned violent in Charlottesville, Virginia. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone has more.
President Trump is back in Washington after his working vacation in New Jersey. But Trump is still on the defensive over his controversial comments last week, blaming both sides for the violence in Charlottesville, Virginia.
You had some very bad people in that group, but you also had people that were very fine people on both sides.
Trump's rally in Phoenix is part of a continuing effort to reconnect with supporters in his base, as he did earlier this month in West Virginia. But some prominent Republicans say Trump needs to do more to heal the divisions in the country, on display in Charlottesville and in the recent protest in Boston. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. Navy Pacific Fleet Commander Admiral Scott Swift said Tuesday that divers have recovered human remains from the USS John McCain, the second U.S. guided missile destroyer to collide with a commercial vessel in as many months. Now, Swift also said the U.S. Navy is trying to identify a body that was recovered by the Malaysian Navy and determine whether it was one of the 10 U.S. sailors who went missing in the collision. The search for other missing sailors continues. Photos released by the U.S. Navy show a gaping hole below the waterline on the John McCain's port side. A statement from the U.S. 7th Fleet said some sleeping areas and communication rooms were flooded as a result. North Korea is warning of ruthless retaliation over joint U.S.-South Korean military drills underway on the Korean Peninsula. In a statement Tuesday, the North Korean military said it would carry out a merciless retaliation and unsparing punishment in response to the drills, a 10-day exercise that began Monday on the Korean Peninsula. North Korea normally uses provocative rhetoric or conducts military weapons tests during the annual exercises, but Pyongyang's rhetoric this year is more heated than usual. Judicial sources say a suspect arrested in connection with last week's deadly van attack in Barcelona told Spain's High Court Tuesday that the group had been planning a much larger attack using explosives. Mohamed Jolid Kamlal, who was arrested after being hurt in a blast southwest of Barcelona a day before the van attack, was the first of four suspects to testify Tuesday, a day after police shot dead the man they say was the van's driver. Authorities say a 12-man terror cell was behind the attack and that eight of the suspects have either been killed by police or died in an accidental explosion at their bomb-making facility on the day before the attack. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.